Hey there, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. I am Jarek Robbins, your host. This is Alpaca, your co-host. Today we are talking about how to build the habits of success. So when talking about habits and building the right habits of success, there's this really awesome book titled Habits that we were going to be referring to in this first section of the book. It talks about how people build habits and change habits in their own life. So the system they talk about, if you want to build a new habit, they said there's a three-part system that creates a habit loop. So the very first thing they talk about when wanting to build a habit is you have to identify a cue or a trigger. Now, once you have a cue or a trigger, you then want to build in the habit or routine that you want to do, and then you need some type of reward or reinforcement to prove to yourself that it worked, that you're making progress or you've done it correctly. So what's an example of this? Let's say you want to run every single morning. So you'd set a cue, which will be your alarm clock. It goes off first thing in the morning. That is your cue to get up and go. Your habit would be to go run. So you put on your clothes, you get out the door, you go for the run. That's your habit or routine, and then your reward. So let's say you have a dance party, or you give yourself an awesome protein shake, or do something really fun and exciting when you get home to, like, yeah, celebrate the fact you did it. Now, they said this habit loop done continuously will build this habit into your nervous system and make it natural. A couple more tips they gave was, number one, make it easy. So if you want to run every morning, set out your clothes and make it super easy to get dressed and get out the door quickly. They said the other thing that really reinforces it is power peer group. So have someone else that holds you accountable with you, whether it's a coach or a friend or someone that runs with you that can constantly make sure you stay in the rhythm. Now, why are we talking about building habits? Because if you remember last episode, we were talking about falling in love with the habits and rituals of success, instead of just the results and the image of success. So when we're talking about the habits and rituals of success, what we've done is we've identified just a handful of habits that we think will absolutely get you the results you desire and deserve. Some of them are focusing on the majors in life. Some of them are overcoming your three opponents. Some of them are making consistent daily progress. Some of them are setting up a morning routine to fill up and fuel up. A lot of these are habits that we talk about in our new book, Live It, Achieve Success by Living with Purpose. If you don't have a copy, please go to liveitbook.com and grab a copy today. And one of these habits we're going to focus on in the worksheet, which is our morning routine. It's a very specific one-hour routine we've created to help you maximize your mind, your body, and your emotions every single day. So that's defined in the worksheet. Make sure to go to the blog and download today's worksheet so you know exactly what we're talking about. Then I challenge you, try ours out for 7 to 10 days, then start to adjust it and mold it into your own personal daily morning routine. Now, with that, we talked about building a habit. You need a cue, the alarm clock, a habit, the routine, and then a reward, something fun to do to emotionally, mentally, and physically stimulate yourself and reward yourself for doing it. We also talked about a peer group and making it easy. Now, what if you want to change a habit? What if you want to change a bad habit or replace an old habit? Here's what they said. You can never just get rid of a habit. You have to replace it. So how do you replace it? Well, we define it in the worksheet. It's also in that book we talked about, Habit. And how you replace it is really simple. You figure out what cue triggered the habit. You use the same cue. And when the cue happens, you now insert the new habit. Then you do the same reward you used to get for the old habit. I really highly recommend reading the book because they give some great examples of people wanting to get rid of alcohol, stop smoking, change all kinds of stuff in their life in that first few chapters. It's really, really powerful. But the other thing we want you to do in today's worksheet, besides build in some new powerful habits, I want you to identify one habit that does not help you achieve success, that holds you back or keeps you from what you really want in life. And I want you to use this habit loop pattern to change it. Identify your cue. Insert a brand new habit, give yourself the same reward, and see if over the next 7 to 10 days, you're able to change a bad habit and make a new powerful one in replace of it. So have fun with this, enjoy the process, download today's worksheet, buy those books, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Bye.